Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good.
Well, why don't you all bring me up to date on the political saga of opportunities and change in personnel and all the rest of the things that are going on?
I will leave that to Sean and Claudia. Claudia took the lead, and Sean has worked with management, and I think they've got encouraging news.
Good.
Yes, Rob, we have the candidate that we had discussed with you last call about meeting and interviewing went well, and he then met with the appropriate folks within the Wells Fargo channel. They agreed that he looked like a very solid candidate and made an offer to him. And as of yesterday, he has received that offer and has accepted, and he is planning on starting about the 12th or the 13th of June.
Wonderful. That's Michael, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the 13th of June. Good.
Right, Claudia, the 12th or the 13th, right? Somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere, yeah. Hopefully the 12th. But we think,
so,
Rob, I think we shared with you last time that he's experienced, and we've heard very good feedback from other people in the industry that have worked with him in the past. So we're hoping he'll, you know, get up to speed on the basics of the job very quickly and then be able to, you know, help us continue to move forward.
Now, let's talk a little about his role and responsibility. What in the five-star model, where will he fit, and what will he be? What will his title be? Or
right now, Rob, I mean, I think he is most likely only going to be the operational person.
Okay.
We are not going to throw him, you know, into the fire, so to speak, and ask him to wear too many hats. Right now, Claudia is wearing more hats than she should be, and the operational piece and the direct contact to clients and that first wave of defense, if you will be Michael's role. So we are not going to ask him to do, you know, too much in terms of the Supernova piece right now.
That's okay. That's fine. Just as long as you got it figured out what you want him to do and how you're going to train him to fit into your team is really important, and who's responsible. And so Claudia will be responsible for training and supervising and making sure that he gets comfortable on the team. Is that correct?
Yes, and in fact, Claudia and I spoke this morning, and we're going to reach out to Michael and see if he has an opportunity to grab lunch prior to his joining the team, just so we can at least be in a position to cover what our expectations are, so that when he comes in here day one, he has an understanding and there's no ambiguity as to what that role will be.
That's good. You might take the book, The Supernova Advisor, with you.
Okay.
Have him read that.
Good idea.
Yeah. You want him pretty fired up about the fact that you're not a normal team, but you're not so abnormal that he won't fit in. He's going to have a lot of good experience, but you just want him to understand the language of the team. The book will help him do that, and it'll probably get him fired up to think that he's, you know, on a really fun, interesting, and forward-thinking team.
I agree. I mean, when we sat down with him, I mean, one of the things he said, and he wanted to understand what our process was, so the fact that we were able to actually articulate that we had a process, I think was also one of the reasons that he decided that this would be a good fit. So, yeah, I will take the lead and get him a copy of that and make sure we have that when we grab lunch together.
That's good. What other issues are you grappling with and that I could help with?
Rob, any other issues?
No, I think that the primary issue that we're going to face is how do we work into a situation where we've got Michael doing what we think he needs to be doing. We feel like we have him at full capacity. And then evaluating what are the other gaps that are going to exist because Claudia is going to move into that new role. So that my concern is how do we Michael stabilizes us. So now how do we grow and double the practice one more time? And how do we identify the things that we need in the gaps?
Well, you need who's going to be vice president of planning?
Of planning?
Yes.
Silence.
Is that Sean?
It's going to be me. Sean, okay. Yes.
And Claudia is implementation?
Yes.
And brand management will now be Claudia?
I think marketing needs to be me. Yeah, and probably brand management. I'll need Claudia to help me manage some of that. Really not even management, but implement it. Because one of the things, for example, I talked with, we had a call with Wildman's group yesterday, and one of the things they've said to us is, hey, you guys really need to incorporate the unique value proposition, and I want to think about how do we incorporate how the practice has changed under Supernova, and so on and so forth. So my thoughts are, Claudia, that we have to go in and redo the website, redo the things to take Tara out of there and so on and so forth. So we're probably going to need to reengage the marketing agency again to help us do that because that's just too much lifting for us to do. That's one of those things we can hire it, so we should. So that's one of the things where I think I can work with the agency to help think about how do we define that, how do we describe that, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but I would agree. Rob would be the lead on brand management.
So unprofessional.
Really? I find, I don't know. I would think, Claudia, you'd be brand management, and Rob would be marketing, and Sean would be leadership. Am I missing that? What's wrong?
Rob, when you say brand management, that's one of the things that I often refer to as the client experience. Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, but that's
so,
that's your vice president of operations and client experience, the Supernova process. So I would think it would be Michael and Claudia and not you. I would think you'd be marketing and, you know, assisting Sean on leadership when he needs it.
Yeah. I think the other thing is too, Sean, is that on the planning stuff, I think that's the kind of place where we'll want to collaborate because as we're building out these, Wealth has this thing called a CDR. I can't even tell you what that acronym is, Client Discovery Review or something, where they're asking us to sit down with Wealth strategists and do some of those things. So, Sean, those are going to be things that, you know, as we get deeper into the really big clients, we'll collaborate on together, I would think.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, the point I'm trying to make is that one person, it's going to be collaboration all throughout this whole thing, right? Everything.
Right.
One person has to pick up the ball and actually be in charge. Meaning, I'm going to write out a one-page initiative for the year on how planning is going to evolve on our team. This is our goal. This is our part of our vision for the next 5 years. So in the next year, how is planning going to evolve? Now I'm going to I'm going to collaborate with everybody else on the team, Rob, everybody. But I, Sean, in this case, am in charge of it, and I will take responsibility. And if we reach our goal, of course, it's everybody's credit. If we don't reach it, it's my fault. That's the way leadership works. And the same thing is true of the brand management, in the sense of everything that has to do with the same thing. Write out a one-page plan on what are we going to do in terms of brand management. I'm responsible. I have people working for me. I have Michael working for me. I'm going to be in charge temporarily, at least for on the Supernova piece. But eventually my plan is to hire another person, and I will be assisting them, or supervising that and assisting in, you know, other areas and leveraging our team. And, you know, Rob, I talked to you about that I think that there's a – no, I might be wrong. I mean, Claudia may not may want to just do that. But if you want more leverage, you need another person there. It's just up to you guys where you see that going.
I agree, Robin. After you and I talked on the phone, I found some time one evening, and I sat down and I looked at the old list of Tara's responsibilities. I looked at the list of Marina's responsibilities. Then I looked at this little list that I keep for myself of all the things that we either aren't executing on at all or not at the level that I wanted to see them executed on. And then I looked at how I want Claudia's role to evolve and how I think she wants her role to evolve and how I think she best serves the clients and the practices. And when you go through that process, if you try to say Michael's going to pick that stuff up, there's no way.
Yeah, I think you know, eventually if he shows, you know, that he wants to and can, then leverage is leverage. You know, we were talking today about one of the guys on the island spent 16 hours securing his house so he could forth. Well, you know, I spend 0 hours securing my house. You know, that gives me 4 rounds of golf or a whole bunch of consulting time, or, I mean, it's all use of time, right?
Right.
So if you're doing Supernova scheduling appointments and all that, you don't have time to think about brand management and redoing websites and, you know, being on LinkedIn and checking this and that and doing some things that the team could use.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I do think, you know, brand management, Rob, I could take the lead on that, you know, collaborating with you, obviously, and you take more the marketing, you know, getting our name out there, the things that you were talking to with Wildman. Because if brand management is the service, the website, you know, over time, that's probably something that once Michael, you know, hopefully when and if he masters the operations part, where he could take some of that responsibility.
So it's, you know, these are things to, and this is where, you know, writing, like you said, Rob, if you have those roles and responsibilities articulated and written, then when you have a situation like this, you can look back on those roles and responsibilities and say, you know, this is too much for this person, especially at this time. Let's really start. Let's find another person, you know. You guys have got a very successful team. I think leveraging yourselves is part of what you want to do. I mean, that's part of my job is to see where the gaps are and to fill them in. I mean, certainly you can operate fine this way, and probably you should operate this way for a while, but the very next, you know, the next point of opportunity would be to identify and hire a person that really wanted to do the supernova piece of this process, assuming that Claudia wants to, you know, get more into the investment piece and implementation of the process, and you know that those are big responsibilities. So you know, I don't physically know how you know I can't see you operating every day, so I can't tell who's best suited for what. But I have her down in that role, and that role is a big role. So
exactly. I mean, and the other thing, Rob, I will tell you is that as I thought about this, my knee-jerk reaction is always solve the problem today, or at least, you know, throw a bunch of money and bodies at it. But as I went back and evaluated things, some of the mistakes that I've made in the past in the practice has been to try to move too many deck chairs at once. So Claudia came on at about the same time I then brought another person on that turned out to be a complete disaster, and it kind of blew the practice up. We moved Tara in, moved another person out, and moved Marina in at about the same time. So for the last couple of years, we've made these kind of seismic shifts.
Yep.
And I have to accept, I accept responsibility for that, and I recognize that I get upset about something, and then I want to go change everything, and I want to fix it all at night. But I think you're exactly right. I am as comfortable with the fact that this is time to be incremental and to sit back and to observe what's working, what's not working, and then be willing to say, our observations tell us that we need the following kind of thing in person. Then take our time, bring the right person in, interview them, vet them, make sure we've got the right things, and to really build this thing for the long run, and not for me to feel like I'm going to put a Band-Aid on this thing and have it fixed and have it where I want it in the next 15 minutes.
Right. Now, if I'm running your organization, all right, so I'm Rob. In terms of basically owning it, my suggestion would be, look, the reason you got Michael and the reason Michael I think is going to be a good fit is because Michael was referred to you. Michael was recommended highly. Michael then turned out to be a good candidate, and hopefully he turns out to be a very good candidate. So, Sean, your job is now to begin the search for this person, okay? That doesn't mean we hire them today. It means we begin the search. We begin to talk to people. We begin to think about it. It's not urgent. It's not, but we want to have that opportunity so that when that person comes along and we get referred in, we then are ready and we're open to it. I always found if I found the right person, I could always figure out the right job for them. The person is the hardest thing to find. You've got an opening, that's one thing, but getting the right person, that's, you know, to try and jam a person in a short period of time is always hard. So you want to start looking.
Hey, Sean,
that's it.
Hey, Sean, after I was done talking, you had wanted to say something. What was it?
I think, you know, one of the difficulties I've seen in this practice over the course of the last, 10 years, I mean, to Rob's point, is that I think we've tried to fix things too quickly, and we have just, and in the past we've hired too many people at an inopportune time and didn't allow any of the one individuals to work their way into the practice. So Rob and I, you know, have a 18-year relationship. Claudia now has a 5. So allowing Michael to come in and for our personalities to, you know, meld with his and mesh with his over the course of, you know, the next 6 months, I think is appropriate as then we start to begin to find, you know, who that other body is. But giving Michael the ability to find his own way into the team and into the practice to, you know, indoctrinate himself into a practice that has, you know, three individuals who have been together for a long time, I think is how we build this thing the right way over the course of the next 6, 9, 12, 18 months.
You know, and if he's good enough, I mean, if he's really, really good, I mean, he could do both supernova and operations. I mean, you know, a lot, 90% of the teams have one CA, so they, you know, they don't have the luxury of having two. If he's that good, give him a chance.
And that's my point, Rob. I agree. I want to give him a chance, and I want to see what he can do. Based upon how he interviewed and some of the awards he's received at his current position and career, I want to allow him to be in a position where he can succeed before we take that next step.
And then, and Sean, one of the things that I want you, you know, as the leader of the team, is to take this role very seriously, because this has been an issue, okay? Is that you will now meet monthly with every person on the team. Now, it seems like monthly is not enough for a new person, which it's not. But Claudia is going to be there and you know, with primary responsibility of supervising. But you meet with Rob, you meet with Claudia, you meet with Michael, and you just keep a good record of what, you know, what their goals are, what their challenges are, and you work with them so that they feel heard. The most important thing that people want from a boss or a partner is to be heard. It's a major human need. We have an enormous desire to be right, okay? That's our strongest desire. The second one is to be heard. So in this case, you know, just the fact that you're taking the time to have a scheduled appointment every month with them and giving them, you know, as much as 60 minutes, you probably won't need that much, but you block out that much time to sit and talk about issues and things that they would like to share with you. And your purpose then is to simply listen and to hear and to make any adjustments that are reasonable in order to make the team work better together. To coach and to help. But
you know, if I can,
yeah, go ahead, Rob.
If I can tag on to that a bit, Rob, I think that this may be especially important with Michael, because he's coming to us as a guy who has always gotten a lot of, you know, accolades, positive reinforcement, and been recognized. So he's coming from an environment where he had left, I think we shared this with you, Rob, to go and work at the county in a bit of a bureaucracy, and he is such a star there that he's already, after less than 2 years, getting some big award, which is one of the reasons he wanted to push off, you know, his start date. He didn't want to not be there when they gave him the award or say, yeah, thanks for the award, see you later. But so a guy who's been used to getting that for the last several months and was such a star at the other place, if we just kind of put him in a room and say, all right, do your thing and no news is good news, I don't think he'll respond well to that.
No, he's gonna. I mean, look, you got. If you have a star, stars need. You know, they turn bright, and they want light, and they want some. You know, they want to have the opportunity to be heard, and give them that. And, I mean, who knows? He may really want to make some. You know, if you introduce him to the 5-star model. Teach him the roles and responsibilities of everybody on the team. Teach him supernova. And then have him examine what you're doing. He probably can make some very constructive ideas for you in terms of how to, you know, improve productivity for everybody. If he's good as you say he is, he's going to love Supernova because of the attention to detail and the plan process and rituals having to do with, you know, everything is thought out. For a person like that, they love that. They're looking for every little way to improve the process. They hate it when there's chaos because chaos is stupid. You know, Supernova is smart, and he wants to be, if he's smart as you say he is, he likes smart, and he'll want to really engage in this process and be very interested in it and interested in anything that he can contribute to make it even better. So, you know, that's the kind of person I love to work with because they'll actually have suggestions. You know, this is, you know, I've done this before and this seems to work, so why don't you try this? And we're like, yay, okay. All right, so that's all good. All right, so how about marketing? How are we doing on our marketing?
Not well.
Ooh.
You know, I shouldn't say not well. That's probably a overstatement, but we need improvement. You know, I've been working with Wildman, and I've been thinking about some niche markets, and I haven't gotten done what I needed to get done there the last several months. I've let myself be too occupied with nonsense, very frankly. Being irritated that emails about that, you know, marina leading and things changing have gotten nowhere in those things. So I've got to set that up.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important. We can all get obsessed over the fact that we've had to make some changes. But as, you know, the director of marketing, ultimately, it's our responsibility to keep that piece going while the rest of it is in chaos. And it's not easy, but that's why we try and have the separation of roles and responsibilities. That's why I don't want you involved with the brand management, because the marketing is the key to growth. And if we don't, it takes time. The marketing that you're doing or should be doing does not have immediate gratification. It takes time. But you've already got great niches, Rob. So are you meeting with those people on a regular basis?
Not as much as I should. Not in the kind of structured way that I should. I think I've got to put a lot more structure to it. And I think I've got to have much more specific goals about what I'm trying to drive and do. Very frankly, Rob, I got stuck down a rabbit hole of thinking that we really could find a way to leverage the bank and all of the marketing and things that they were going to do. I've probably spent, and I've drugged Sean to a lot of it. Sean, is it an exaggeration to say that we spent 30 to 40 hours in the last 3 months with Dearden, bankers, and all these people developing these grand designs, and these guys leave and nothing happens?
That's fair. Yeah.
Is it because there's a long lag time between opportunities, or that you think that there's just, it was a rabbit hole?
I think it's a rabbit hole. I think these guys, I think leadership here doesn't know the difference between busy and productive. I think that they've gotten so used to accepting excuses. I came back to Sean after you and I's conversation, Rob, and said, you know, if we really go down this path of accepting nothing but excellence and refusing to accept mediocrity in the team or in the people that we participate with, and before I could finish my sentence, Sean said, well, you know what that means, Rob? It means that you need Claudia and Michael because nobody else around here is excellent.
Oh, God.
I mean, Sean, is that fair? Did I represent your reaction fairly?
Yeah, no, I appreciate those comments too, Rob. I mean, I echoed that today to Claudia, and, you know, we found, you know, more pitfalls of the previous person we had in the role. And we really should have been in a position to not have let Tara dictate her leaving, but we should have been in a position of authority, and we should have moved on from her a long time ago and taken your advice that you gave us 6 to 9 months ago. So that, I think, was the, you know, the kick in the backside, if you will, that going forward, I will speak personally, I will take that as a position that we cannot accept, you know, anyone who's not excellent. And if we're going to really build this thing out the right way and build it that I know we cannot have people who are mediocre on this team. And that includes, you know, COIs, that includes people who are, you know, within the bank and other channels, that if they're not excellent and not committed to this practice or to their own craft, then we've got to move on from them.
Well, that's really good to hear. I mean, this is really exciting for me. All right, so what do you want to – here's what you do now. You go back and look at – Rob, this is your job, is to go back and look at every niche that you have, every COI, and you sit down with Sean, and you go through them, and you basically kick out the ones that you think are – either have a bad, are bad COIs, not committed, they're not really, remember, the difference, the definition of a center of influence is somebody that likes you, trusts you, and is willing to send introductions to you without you asking. Okay?
Right.
So, find out, go back and think about what you really have. Are they good niches, but the wrong center of influence inside the niche? I mean, the niches seemed good. You just, what you're saying is sometimes I think we have the wrong people in the niche. And if the niche is the person, then it's not a good niche. Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
Your thoughts are more important.
Right, I mean, what I would say is that within the law firm space, I think we've got an outstanding niche. I think in the CPA firms, I think we need to go back and reestablish ourselves as the source of the economic values, the drivers of economic value of those relationships. One of the things that I did was that I let Stefan and some of the bankers and those guys use some of our clients who needed, you know, CPA services, they needed legal services and so on. And in an attempt, what the firm's concept was to create more leverage for yourself, Rob, let Stefan go structure these teams and then you can continue to do what you do and so on and so forth. Well, so what happens is that some of these CPAs and things think that the source, the economic value, and the good, really good clients that have been driven their way were driven their way by guys like Stefan Nicholas who didn't have a thing to do with it. So I need to go back and explain to these guys, you know, we haven't been as connected as I'd like us to be. I'd really like you to understand the practice more fully, because this is the practice that creates the kind of client experiences that you have with Rich Mulcahy, Barry Lyons, so on and so forth. And, you know, we should get to know each other a little bit better. So I've got to go back and redo that.
So what you did was you put somebody between yourself and the centers of influence. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes, I did.
You need to remove that person and put yourself in there so that you are getting credit for the expanded relationship.
Exactly. And I think that's a really strong way. I think the way to do that without trying to go in and say, you know, hey, you know, Stefan never really did anything for you. It was really us. Let me explain that to you. I don't want to obviously come off that way. But what I do want to say is that, you know, we've made a lot of improvements in the practice. It's been a while since you and I chatted. I'd like to just catch you up. And then during that meeting, just say, listen, this has really been useful. Why don't we continue this dialogue? And I can explain to you now how we deal with our clients on a 1242. Why don't you and I put together something systematic so that we can continue to talk about our current mutual clients and see if there's opportunities for us to expand.
All right, so here's the thing. Here's the part that you get, all right? That's exactly what you need to do. it isn't about having this one spectacular meeting. What it's about is having regular good meetings. Regular good meetings where you're bringing value and they're bringing value. All you have to do is sit down and think about it for a while, and you can come up with a great idea for each meeting. People say, well, I can't come up with an idea for each meeting. Yeah, you can. I mean, bring the book Supernova and talk about their practice. We can come up with a million ideas.
Well, Rob, I had an idea.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to do is I want to get about 10, 15 copies of the book and have you sign them for me.
Yep.
And I want to go to our clients. I want to go to these COIs and say, this process, I read the book. We've actually hired Rob Knapp. This process has been transformational to our business, and you and I are in the same business. I want you to have a copy of this book.
What I'll do is I'll go ahead and get that to you. All right, and then what we'll do is you just send me an email when you are getting, you know, it's like when I order my meds, I just send them an email and say I'm down to 3 pills, send me new ones. All right?
Exactly.
So then you can.
And then I like the idea that you had of coaching them and saying, look, here's a little bit about how we did this, so on and so forth. And I actually was thinking, Rob, that if I could get 4 or 5 CPAs that were really into this, I would say to them, listen, I will use some of my consulting capacity with Rob to do a call specific to you 5 CPAs, and he can walk you through kind of the high levels and talk to you a little bit about how he might do this if he was in the CPA role. Because that's something that we can deliver to these guys that, you know, nobody else is going to think about or can do, and it's much more, what I'm going to say to them is, I want to make you as successful as I can, but I realize I'm one guy. If I can help you understand the transformational power of service, I will do more for you than anybody who's ever walked in your office and said they want to partner. I will be a true partner with you.
Rob, this is where your genius is, okay? This is where your energy is. Your voice changes. Now, I used to have a consultant, a life coach, and we'd talk for a while, and I'd say, so, you know, what do you think I should do? She said, well, your energy is really high when you're talking about this. When you're talking about that idea, which you said was a good idea, your energy is low. Okay? So, your energy is really high. You get excited. Your voice, you know, takes on another octave. When you're talking about marketing ideas, you have genius when it comes to marketing. This is where your energy should be, and this is where your time should be.
And the most important thing about what you said and what I thought about after you and I talked the other day is it doesn't have a thing to do with anybody but me. The two people sitting in that room and the person I'm sitting in front of. I don't need senior management. I don't need anybody to do that. That's just me.
Right. Right. And you know, we're all gifted. Everybody has their gifts. And that's the part that we all as a teammate, there isn't one set of gifts that's better than another set of gifts. They're just different. Your set of gifts are in marketing, okay? Bobby's set of gifts are in something else. Sean's gifts are in something else. And what we have to do, and Michael's gifts are going to be in something else. What we have to do is recognize the gifts that each of us have and give ourselves credit and give them credit for those gifts in that area and have them spend as much time as they can in those areas and get great at it. And that's the part that, you know, takes a while as a leader to discover, you know, is what are the person's gifts and how do we maximize our their time with those gifts, right? And sometimes you can't do it by yourself. You know, my creativity comes when I collaborate. And so maybe you and Sean need to collaborate, not because Sean's going to come up with a great idea, but because you need somebody to hear you and to you know, be your shill kind of and say, yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay. What else? What else? What else? And then even to then put it to work. Look, I'm ADD as hell. I need Lori. I need Cindy. I need people behind me in order to make sure things get done. Otherwise, you know, I'm an idea machine, but I'm not, you know, and so I had two interns plus a secretary plus a sales manager plus all these people that I could just hand things to and they would go and do them. So if you can do that, that's called leverage, all right? And they'll be great at it. My people were fabulous at putting things to work. I was really good with coming up with great ideas. But that's why I needed the structure of a supernova. So tell me where I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be seeing, and then Sean, you and Rob collaborate on what you're going to say, and then Rob goes off and says it, or the two of you go off and say it. However you guys work best together, figure that out, whether you're better together, whether you're better separate. You know, how do you, you know, scripting presentations is always good. It's better than not. But to me, there are very few people that have the genius of marketing, okay? Very few. You have it. Use it. Don't waste your time on operations or investments or anything else. I mean, if you love investments, do a little bit of it. But your genius is in marketing. And to me, that's you know, what I'm hearing. So, but I think there is a little of the ADD thing, too. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but...
No. You're spot on. Takes one to know one. Rob.
No, I know. You and I could go crazy coming up with ideas, but we need somebody to make sure that we do half of them. So, to me, it's the scheduling of these COI appointments, figuring out who the good ones are, and not just going in 15 different directions. Who are the really good ones? Nurturing them. And holding them accountable by being with them. You know, you're going to bring them. Remember, the most important thing you can do for a center of influence is to bring them an introduction. That's handing
right.
them money, okay?
Yeah.
Anytime you can hand a person money, you're going to get their attention, all right? And if you're handing them more money than anybody else, then they're certainly going to want to hand money back to you. So it's
right.
not complicated, but it has to be done in a systematic process that's uninterrupted by BS, things like personnel turnover and things like that. You can't get off track. You have to stay on track. So the key is when you get off track, you get back on track as fast as possible. So you measure how long it takes you to get back on track. And that's where the game board comes in. That's where your weekly meetings come in, your daily meetings. Those are the things that keep you on track. So I love the idea of a book because I think it's a great idea, but it's just one of a million ideas we can come up with. The idea is to use it and then consistently use it. And, you know, instead of, wow, that was a good idea. We used that for 2 months and then now we're on to the next thing. So it's like, you know, supernova is good, is a great idea forever. There are
right.
some great ideas forever, and that's what we have to hang on to. Okay?
Yeah, to me, supernova is the operating system that will run apps in.
Yep, exactly. All right, I will get 10 books signed and send them to you, and then I will send you a reminder that, you know, that by now you should have given away all your books. Do you want 10 more? Okay.
Perfect. And, Rob, this is Sean. I mean, as Rob was talking about that, and, I mean, you posing the question, should it be Rob separately or us together. Presenting this, it should be us together. And I do think that is how we operate in the most effective manner. And I think one of the issues that we've had with Supernova is that it has pulled us away in certain client relationships, which we need to do a better job of fixing and getting onto a more routine schedule. And one of the things that I've done outside of just our practice, and I don't know if I've shared this with you, but I'm on the board of my high school, and I'm also on the HOA board for my neighborhood. And continuously, these two groups would get together and meet for 2 to 3 hours a quarter, and everyone would be there and pontificate and want to hear their own voice and talk about this idea and that idea. And to both of those groups, I sent out an email and effectively began and initiated a 12-4-2 program so that we would eliminate these, you know, 3 to 4 hour meetings and get together for 30 to 45 minutes on a conference call. And that has really, I think, done a magnificent job of improving not only communication, but moving things forward for those two organizations. And in fact, I got an email over the weekend from one of the board members and one of the management companies that we use, and I said that we are still getting too many weekly emails, that when I look at my personal account, I probably have 15 to 17 different emails from different groups. And that really is designed to be held off until we get together on a monthly basis. And everyone, you know, then subsequently said, okay, you're right, let's, you know, hold off on sending these and have a detailed agenda-driven conversation every 30 days. So as we bring this back into our practice and talk about COIs, I think, you know, as Rob can be the very high-level 10,000-foot, you know, marketing guru, and then me coming back in and talking about at the very ground level how all this will work and how we can incorporate them into this model, I think we'll be much more effective in terms of how we present that to those folks.
It sounds to me like you're a great team because, you know, you have different skills. So just leverage those skills and then be very cognizant of things that are taking you away from your primary duties, and that we call our gap analysis, okay? Do we need a person to fill in those gaps so I'm not taken away from my primary responsibility, which is this, all right? So just think about that, operate, see when you're at peak performance, and then when you're not, if there's some way you can download, offload some of those distractions, okay? People are, there are a cost, but they're the least of our costs. Time is the greatest thing we have, and if we can get people that are not earning what we're earning, to do those things for us, and the name of the game in growth is leverage. So just I throw that out there, think about it, and start spending your time on what is most productive for you, that gives you the most joy, where you have the most fun, and everybody's going to be happier. Okay? So let's make it a good 30 days, and I will call you. We'll talk in 30 days and see how this has evolved.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.